Now you'll hear the two long conversations.
Conversation 1.
Stan, do you have a minute?
Oh, hi, Kathy. Sure. What's up?
I've been meaning to talk to you about the situation in the office.
I'm not in that very often. It's so noisy that I can't work.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. We're supposed to be able to do our preparation and marking in the office. But have you noticed? Jack constantly has students coming in to get help with his course. A lot of people are going in and out.
Has anyone spoken to him about it?
No, not yet. But someone's going to have to.
We really can't ask him to stop having students come in for help, can we?
No, of course not. But I'm not able to do my work, and neither are you. I imagine it's the same for the others in the office.
Could we ask for a kind of meeting room? When TAs have to talk with the students, they could go to the meeting room and not use the office. You know, there's a room down the hall, a rather small room, that we could ask to use. It's only for storing supplies.
You mean that little storage room? Oh, that would be too small.
Are you sure? With the cabinets taken out, it might be bigger than it looks.
Come to think of it, you may be onto something. I'd like to take a look at that room. Can we go there now?
Sure. Let's go.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19.
What problem at the office are Kathy and Stan discussing?
Why do Jack's students come to see him?
21.
What does Stan suggest they do?
22.
What does Kathy say about Stan's suggestion?